Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank. Hoppo sitting across from me, and we got Chris Sill back 2 weeks in a row in the house.
Hey-o. Hey, guys.
Hey-o. Starting to sound like Ed McMahon.
Okay. Hey, you would be a perfect Ed McMahon.
I know.
Perfect. In fact, that's the best analogy since you've been on the air. All right, Wahoos, big win against Pitt Saturday night, big whiteout night. New helmets. I think the verdict from the fans in the parking lot and in the stadium, pretty much, you know, multiple thumbs up.
What was the difference?
Well, you had to look kind of carefully. It's a fancy graphic.
Oh, okay. Trying to be the next University of Oregon?
No. Oh. I think they were very tastefully done. It's a carbon fiber, background with sort of a silvery gray.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Kind of like Frank's hair. You
know? Is this more permanent, or was this a one and done? I mean,
I think we're going to see those helmets more often, particularly if the team can come out and play the first half like that every time.
Okay. By the way, who's on the show tonight?
We have a terrific lineup tonight. Very excited. We have UVA head coach Mike London joining us at the bottom of the hour. Our first guest tonight is the Sabres, Chris Wright. He's the editor and has been a fantastic partner working with us.
Since day one.
Somebody that really follows the football team very closely, attends all the press conferences, all the games, all the media releases, all the teleconferences. And
the injury report by Dr.
Dr. Gordy Rawls is back. We're excited to have Dr. Rawls. He's just a terrific guy.
A loyal who.
Yeah, longtime supporter of the program and a double Wahoo, actually. Let's look at what happened on Saturday night. Cavaliers in a marvelous situation, 7:30 kickoff. The weather was a little bit crisper than it has been. I would almost dare say that it was perfect weather for Hobgood, but Hobbo was not in the house.
Ah, that's true. I had a long-standing commitment to go down and see Dr. Ben Carson. That's a story for WRVA, not WRNL. So we'll let that.
You're nursing Linda back to health with her.
Well, that's true. But
she's got a neck stinger from a vicious hit against that.
I was in Scott Stadium in spirit. In spirit, I was definitely in Scott Stadium.
Well, yours truly was in the press box, and I'll tell you, the vibe was really good. It was good to see nearly 45,000 Wahoos in the stadium, starting to feel it more like, what we would expect from a team that's 4-2 and a team that gave Brigham Young all they could handle. And UCLA, except for two or three of the freakiest fluke plays that I've ever seen, Virginia beat them. They beat them in every single statistical category. They kept their quarterback.
Brigham Young is where we played them when they still had their star quarterback. You know, it's too bad we did. You know, not that you want to have people have bad luck.
And same is true of UCLA, Hobbo.
Well, did their quarterback get hurt as well?
Oh, yes, Hobbo. Welcome to ACC and NCAA football.
He had a pretty good game on Saturday.
Well,
he
crushed his arm a couple weeks prior to that. And the fact that he's back playing shows you how strong of a guy he is. But let's talk about Virginia. Big win, 4-2 now overall, 2-0 in the ACC, right where they need to be in the Coastal in a year in which it's anybody's division. I mean, they're in the catbird seat. Let's face it.
Bye week
this week, and then they travel to Durham to do battle with those diabolical, devilish Blue Devils. And then the Wahoos return home to play Carolina, a team that now looks more and more beatable every single week. I don't know what's happened to Carolina, but
yeah, they're struggling. But while Virginia has the bye week, we'll talk about this more later. Big game. Duke plays at Georgia Tech this weekend,
and they're going to get tenderized. They're going to go up against that crazy option offense that Georgia Tech runs, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see two or three Dukies get hurt in that game, and not badly, but they're going to get roughed up because the way the guards and tackles and all their backs move in that offense, it's hard to see those blockers coming, and they get these angles on the play, on the defensive players, and they get beat up. I mean, you hear Beamer and his people complain every single year about having to play against, you know, that blocking scheme that Georgia Tech runs. And, you know, you can say anything you want about Paul Johnson. He's not a nice guy and all that. But let me tell you, his offense gives people fits. And we got to play him later in the season. So, you know, we got to get a taste of that medicine too. But let's face it, Wahoos are in a great position. Kevin Parks had a big night. In fact, let's knock out the LeClaire Ryan play of the game right now. Jesse, do we have that?
We will momentarily. It's up and ready to go.
Stay with us. He's looking. He's going to find the file.
In the meantime, anyone that wants to call into the show or reach out, we're streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to send questions and comments via email to whostalking@sportsradio910.com or call in at 345-0910. All shows are archived on thesaber.com, and smartphone users, which is everyone, can download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to Who's Talking virtually anywhere. We've got a Facebook page. Search Who's Talking. Become a fan. Comment. Questions and comments are welcome, so give us a call.
Very good. Well done, Chris. All right, I think Jesse, our esteemed board op slash engineer slash VCU superfan, is about to give us the play of the game.
Hands off to Parks. Parks up the middle. Here he goes. Across the 30 to the 25. He's to the 20. Along that hash mark left side. He's gone. Kevin Parks to the end zone from 48 yards out.
I tell you what. If you were in Scott Stadium when he broke through the line, there was nothing between him and the pay dirt of the end zone. He ran like possessed. I knew one of those backs was going to take a cheap shot and shove him in the back when he crossed the goal line. And I almost felt like that guy deserved a flag because it was obvious that he was in, and it could have hurt him the way he pushed him from behind after he crossed the goal line. And he did a very clever little flip and somehow came up and did his Superman pose, you know, like they always pull the shirt apart. But I'll tell you something, as great as that was, we really want to give the game ball to Kevin Parks. 169 yards on 29 carries. Can't say enough about his spin moves that avoided getting trapped at the line of scrimmage. And the touchdown was a big play, no doubt about it. But you know what?
We sort of had a LeClaire Ryan play of the game as well.
Well, we got to give a nod to outside linebacker Max Vallis. He made a terrific interception return for touchdown in the second quarter, which was only something like 54 seconds after the score by Kevin Parks. So we got to give Max Vallis props. And by the way, that was the third INT return for touchdown this year by a defensive player. Habo, can you name the other two?
I know we had a scoop up and a run for a touchdown by Eli Harrell, right?
That's a touchdown. There you go.
And then was the other one by Maurice Kennedy?
Maurice Kennedy had a big one last week.
All right.
Didn't we have another one?
But at any rate.
All right. I think what we're going to do now is we're going to jump for break. On the other side, we're hoping to bring in Chris Wright of the Saber. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking. We got a great show tonight. Mike London at the bottom of the hour. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.